well, I want to pray for you, for your breakthrough, for your healing, for the miracle that you need. We all can use prayer, right? Father, we thank you that you said whatever we ask, we can receive of you. I'm asking for breakthroughs. I'm asking for deliverance from fear, deliverance from worry, deliverance from stress, anxiety. We speak to depression and we command it to be moved, removed from our lives. We speak to fear. We command it to be moved. We command it to be removed from our lives. We speak to sickness and disease and we command it to be removed from our bodies, removed from our emotions, removed from our minds. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for healing. We thank you for miracles. We thank you that you will do exceeding abundantly above and beyond what we can ask or think. And we give you all the praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today I want to continue to teach you the most outrageous facts about the generosity of God. Let's review for a moment, because when we understand the generosity of God, we really are talking about the goodness of God. It's best described as the generosity of God. God's life, God's character is marked by outrageous generosity. And this is the foundation for our faith. Why people pull away from God is their mistaken belief about his character, their mistaken belief about his nature. The reason people are drawn away from Christianity sometimes is the mistaken belief that preachers have created, the mistaken belief that theology has created, that somehow God is stingy, that somehow God is not generous. And yet his generosity is his greatest feature, his greatest characteristic, his most consistent. I mean, he's got every perfect characteristic, right? But the thing that seems to permeate and penetrate and the thing that is the common denominator in all of the, God's nature and all of God's character is his generosity. Proverbs 19:6 says, many will seek the favor of a generous man, and everyone wants to be the friend to him who gives gifts. One translation says every man wants to be the friend of him who gives good gifts. You see, when people truly understand the outrageous generosity of God, they realize how generous he is. They want to be his friend. It's okay to want to be friends with the generous God because he is generous. So you can run from him or run to him, but his character won't change. His generosity will change you. His generosity will transform you. Romans 2:4 says, let's review on what are the effects, what are the positive, tangible takeaways of what will be the result in your life when you understand how outrageously generous God is? Well, his generosity will change you. Romans 2:4 says, the goodness of God leads us to life change, leads us to transformation. It leads us to change. It leads us to repentance, which is the changing of our mind. It's his generosity that leads us. It's his goodness that leads us. It's not fear. It's his goodness. The second thing that will happen in your life is it's when you understand the generosity of God, the amazing effect that it will have on you is it will empower you to win in spiritual warfare. God's generosity is the key to winning in spiritual warfare. The devil works tirelessly to keep the truth of God's generosity lost in the mindset of this world and draws all of his forces. Satan draws all of his forces to cause confusion about the true character of God. The true generosity of God is the pinnacle point of the spiritual battle that rages all around us. Understanding his goodness and his generosity is first and foremost the greatest weapon in spiritual warfare. Because if you doubt his generosity, you can never stand on his promise. If you doubt his generosity, you can never rely on his faithfulness. If you doubt his generosity, you can never free yourself from bitterness. When you truly understand the generosity of God, it will deliver you from feeling like giving up. It will deliver you from demonic power, really. God's generosity frees us also from negative emotions. Remember Psalm 27, verse 13. I would have despaired, David said, unless I believed I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In other words, his emotional makeup is completely constituted based on his expectation of seeing God's generosity show up in his life. And God's generosity also makes us generous. Remember, freely we've received, therefore we freely give. All right, so let's get right back to the most outrageous facts about God's generosity and continue to build our expectation of what we should expect from him as a result. And if you go back to my YouTube channel, go back to the first six outrageous facts that we talked about, the generosity of God, I want to get right into now number seven, outrageous fact number seven. Our Father gives us every good gift. Our Father, our Heavenly Father, gives us every good gift. James chapter 1, verse 17 says, every good and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shift or shadow of turning. Wow, think about this. Every good and perfect gift comes from our Father, and he doesn't change. It says there's no variation. He never changes. He wouldn't give us this beautiful world and send his beautiful son to save us and then stop giving us good things. You know, this point that I want to make here about how our Heavenly Father gives us every good gift is similar to the fact, the outrageous fact, that the Father holds nothing back from us. Think about Romans 8:32 again. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? Romans 8:32 says. In other words, if God would do the biggest thing, giving us his own son, why would he withhold the lesser things, right? He won't withhold them. Also with him, he says, he will graciously and freely give us all things. If he gave us Jesus, will he not supply the job that you need? Will he not give you the wisdom that you need? Will he not deliver you from the enemies that you need deliverance from? Wow, he gives us all things. I want you to think about some of the gifts that our Heavenly Father gives us, because our Heavenly Father gives us every good gift, every good gift. I can't even list all of the good gifts, but let me just give you a few. He gives us all good things, Romans 8:32. He gives us hope, Jeremiah 29:11. He gives us rain and sun to grow our crops, Matthew chapter 5. He gives us grace, a greater grace, James chapter 4, verse 6. He gives us strength, Isaiah chapter 40. He gives us wisdom, James chapter 1, verse 5. He gives us faith to believe, Romans chapter 12, verse 3. He gives us blessing after blessing, Acts chapter 3, verse 21. He gives us power, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. He gives us rest, Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 10. He gives us food and provision, Psalm chapter 136, verse 25. He gives us sleep, Psalm 127, verse 2. Not right now. Now, don't fall asleep on me. But listen, I want to pray for those of you who may have a problem getting sleep at night. Let me pray for you right now, and then we'll pick this up. Father, thank you for those that need rest. Thank you for those that are struggling with sleep, struggling with anxiety. I pray, Father, Psalm 127, verse 2 over them, that you give to your beloved sleep, and you give to your beloved even while we sleep. I pray, Father, for a heavenly slumber to come upon every person connected here. Every night they go to bed, there will be a heavenly slumber that comes upon them, an ease at which they are able to go to sleep. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that may sound unspiritual, but it really is very spiritual, right? All right, God gives us deliverance, another gift that he gives us. Psalm chapter 18, verse 50, he delivers us from our enemies, he delivers us from our weaknesses, he delivers us from our addictions. He gives us increase. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7 says, he gives us victory. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57 says, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 says, the accuser of the brethren, listen, this is spiritual warfare now. The generosity of God is what the devil wants to deceive us about. The devil wants you to think that God is against you, to think that God is stingy, to think that God is small, to think that God's small-minded. The devil wants you to think that God's religious. He wants you to think that God's mad at you. He wants you to think that God's against you. He wants you to think that God isn't going to be generous with you. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 says, the accuser of the brethren has been thrown down. What does the devil do? He accuses us before God day and night. But you know what else he does? He doesn't just accuse us before God. He accuses God to us day and night. He's constantly telling us God doesn't love us. God's not for us. God's not with us. God's not in us. God's mad at us. He's constantly besmirching the character and the nature of the generosity of God. He accuses us day and night and accuses God day and night in our minds. He disguises his voice so it sounds like you're talking to yourself. Think about some of the voices that we hear when the devil says to us in our own voice, you're not good enough. You're not holy enough. You're not, you'll never have enough. You don't say the right things. You don't measure up. You don't get it all done. You don't do enough for your children. You don't do enough for your parents. You don't do enough for others. You don't do as much for others as they do for you. You always seem to blow it. When you seem to be doing good, you always seem to find a way to fail. These are the lies of the devil. You say things you regret. You get angry easily. You think bad thoughts. You don't have the right clothes. You eat too much. You don't eat enough. You don't exercise enough. You don't pray enough. You don't read enough. You don't serve enough. This is how Satan constantly is beating us down with condemnation. But God's generosity will deliver us from this condemnation. God's generosity will deliver us from this guilt and condemnation. Man, who's ready to be free from guilt and condemnation? Listen to what Romans chapter 8 says in verse 33. Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. You need to know that God is not against you. He is for you. And God will not listen to those who bring charges against you. God is the one who justifies you. Who's the one who condemns, verse 34 says? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather, who was also raised, who is now at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Verse 35, who will separate us from the love of God? Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No. Nobody can bring a charge against you. God will not listen to any charge against you. Maybe there are charges that are against you that you have truly violated something, that you have broken the law. So in the court of law, you have to find an answer, find a way to be found innocent or find a way to pay for your crimes. But God doesn't need us to do that in his relationship with us. Jesus has already paid for all of our crimes. Jesus has already paid for all of our sins. Therefore, no one can bring a charge against you. So don't accuse yourself and condemn yourself anymore. No one can take us to, one translation says, no one can take us to court before God and win a case against us, because God himself is the one who has declared us righteous. Wow, when you get a hold of this guilt and condemnation that constantly beats you down and tells you you're less than, this generosity of God will deliver you from that. The generosity of God will deliver you from condemnation. Paul, the apostle, even went on to show us that the secret to living free from guilt and condemnation is knowing what Jesus has done for us. Whatever agrees with what Jesus has done, that's what the Holy Spirit is saying. And whatever doesn't agree with what Jesus has done, that's our flesh. It's time to be free. It's time for you to experience deliverance. I want to show you, and then we'll get to more of the outrageous facts about God's generosity, but this one about him freely giving us all things is, it's liberating. It'll set you free. Now listen to me. Not only does God give us all the things that we've talked about, but he also gives us freedom from guilt and freedom from condemnation. How does he do it? First off, when we understand there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ, for those who are in Christ. Romans 8:1 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ. Listen, as we say in real estate, location, location, location. Where are you? You are in Christ. Listen, whenever you're at a mall that you're not familiar with or an amusement park, there's always a big information map, right? And there's a big arrow that says you are here, right? There's a you are here marker. It's one thing to know what store you need to find, but it's so much easier when you know where you are on the map so that you can then orient yourself, right? So we must know where we are today. Where are you? You are in Christ. You need a map in your head to remind you continually, you are here, you are in Christ. You're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You're blessed coming in and blessed going out. You're more than a conqueror, all right? This voice in your head telling you, you're in Christ, here is where you are. That will lead you to make better choices in your life. It'll lead you to all the right places when you realize where your location is in Christ. This is how we free ourselves from condemnation, when we realize if we're in Christ Jesus, if we're born again, the devil cannot defeat us with condemnation. The devil cannot, even the things we're guilty of, Jesus finds us not guilty because he was made guilty for us. This freedom from condemnation is probably, in my opinion, the most generous gift of God, to give us the gift of righteousness that makes us completely right standing with God. Think about that. You have right standing with God. You can stand in the presence of God without guilt, without shame, without fear, without condemnation. That is the greatest thing, that is the greatest need in every human being's life, is to be able to stand before God without condemnation and without guilt. And if you're born again, you can and will stand before God without condemnation, and you don't have to live in shame and guilt anymore either. You are in Christ Jesus. You are hidden with God in Christ. Wow. When you realize this gift of righteousness is yours, condemnation will stop beating you down, limiting you, and keeping you hemmed in from all the fullness of what God wants to do in your life. Let's pray together right now, and we'll pick this up next time. Father, we thank you that every person connected here today would truly awaken to your true nature. I bind the forces of darkness that has blinded the minds of those who question your generosity, limit you. We choose not to limit you anymore, Father. We choose to take the roof off, to take the limits off. I pray for those that have never been sure of their salvation, that today they will be sure. If you want to be sure of your salvation and going to heaven when you die, just pray this simple prayer out loud. Just say, Heavenly Father, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. I believe Jesus died for my sin. I believe Jesus rose from the dead. Just say that. I believe Jesus rose from the dead. From this moment forward, I'm a child of God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, would you reach out to me? I want to give you a gift. I have a book that I want you to get. You can download it anywhere in the world. It's absolutely free, The Power of a New Life. These are the next steps in this journey with God. When you learn how the power of a new life, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Word of God, the power of the family of God, all that is in here. And I want you to download it right now and start filling it out and join our online church community. Wherever you're watching, you can be a part of our global church family wherever you are. Download this book, go through these foundations. It will really set you up for winning in life. And all of that can start this moment. Download it for free, The Power of a New Life. Go to lifechangeschurch.com/salvation. All right. Next time, we're going to get into the next several of the most outrageous facts of God's generosity. Until then, God bless you, Godspeed, God's with you, and everything is going to be all right. God bless.